Hey, this is Nisek with ZIPM.
Hi, Nisek. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm with Local Splash, your current marketing team from the Google Guarantee Department.
Yes, hi.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. So the purpose of my call is you clicked in your dashboard this couple of, I don't know, maybe like 30 minutes ago, indicating that you wanted information on Google Guarantee.
30 minutes ago?
Well, it's 11:24. I apologize. So 2 hours ago. Yeah. You were in the Local Splash client dashboard, and you clicked on something for Google Guarantee. So then triggers a call from me, but you may have done it by accident.
I may have done that on accident. I don't think I was even home 2 hours ago.
I think
I just got back into the office right now.
Sure.
So it may be my wife.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I mean, can you tell me
some information? She may even have done it on accident. It might not necessarily have even been on purpose, you know?
Yeah. Can you give me information on it? Like, what is it?
Absolutely. It's Google's own pay-per-lead program. That's what it does, is it triggers a call from me, and then I go over the program details and see if it's going to be a good fit for your company or not. How do you guys like pay-per-lead programs?
Honestly, haven't really done much except for Yelp, and that was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was paying $500 a month on I got a lot of clicks to the website, but no one calling or emailing me at all. I think I got one lead closed in like 2 months from Yelp.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Unfortunately, Yelp is the one that I hear the worst about, only because it's Yelp. I mean, people go there like for dinner or, you know, like recommendations and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be a great platform.
Okay.
You know, I'm not knocking the platform. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. I was going to say, I had thought otherwise, right? Like, you know, when I was in pest control, like because I've been in pest control forever.
Sure.
My previous company used to push Yelp. Like we would have, you know, they would ask us to ask for Yelp reviews to make sure that we, as individual technicians even, ranked high on there.
Right.
And so they would ask us to push that. And so I've always thought it was a, you know, general business thing. Like, you know, I go on there to review my contractor and roofer and everybody like that. So I assumed it was an everything thing, but you're right. Like it is mostly for food and restaurants, stuff like that.
Well, and we'd work with a ton of of contractors. Like that's a huge part of our base of clientele.
Mm-hmm.
So we include Yelp in each package as long as the owner of the business, like yourself, as long as they don't have anything against Yelp. Because some guys, I bring up Yelp, and they're like, absolutely not. Like, they lose their mind.
As long as it doesn't cost me anything more.
Yeah, Yelp's already included with your package currently. But what we're talking about is Google Guarantee, and there's absolutely a cost associated with it. So it's a pay-per-lead program. There are requirements in order to qualify for that program. But there's a bunch of fail-safes in place as well, because Google actually built their own pay-per-lead program to trump all other pay-per-lead programs, because companies like Yelp, or you may have heard like Angie's List or Thumbtack or Porch or House or Home Advisor, these companies, they are Google's biggest clients. So what they do is they purchase a position on the first page of Google in the Google Ads where it's a pay-per-click. But they purchase that position for their company name. So it'll say something like, you know, top 25 pest control companies in, you know, at Marietta or, you know, just different areas. It's because they have access to where the searches are coming from. So then when that client or prospect clicks on that, it charges that company per click, and then they charge you guys, I'm doing air quotes, per lead, because they call that now a lead, because they have like a form fill, right? And that form fill comes through, and it's like, hey, here you go, Mr. Smith, this might be a lead, good luck, you know, but they're also sending that same thing out to other guys, and everybody's paying. If one guy gets the job, there's just a lot of different services in a program like that. And
yeah.
The difference here is that Google built this program because they know the way that those programs are designed, because see, the thing is they don't allow those large corporations to list in the Google Guaranteed section on Google or the Google Local Map. Those two spots are reserved for you, the small to medium sized business owner in your local area. So,
okay.
Yeah, when they came up with Google Guaranteed, they did it to trump all other pay per lead programs, and you only pay per qualified lead. There's a lot of advantages to it. In
yeah.
your area, though, it does look like, I mean, the cost is pretty significant. The upfront cost is $250 application fee, and then once your Google Guarantee approved, your cost per lead is actually $78 per qualified lead.
Okay. And, I mean, what does a qualified lead entail? Like, is that like that lead's only going to you? In that aspect.
Oh, yeah, the lead's only coming to you, but also if it doesn't meet the qualifications so Google will assign you a Google call tracking number. You're listed in the Google Guaranteed section, which is the very top of the page. The client has gone on there, and they have determined they want to work with you, not the other way around. So Google isn't receiving that lead and then saying, hey, here you go, this might be a good fit for you. Like, this person's gone to Google, and they have looked they have looked at your accolades, they've looked at your profile, and they've determined that they want to speak with you directly. So when the phone rings, it's actually the client is contacting you.
Okay.
So they're contacting you, and then if they're calling and it's sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, it's not qualified. If they're asking for a service you don't provide, say you don't do bed bugs, and they're calling for bed bugs, then that's not a qualified call because it's not listed in your profile as a service you provide. If they're calling outside of your service radius, that is not considered a qualified call because that's not listed on your service profile, so you would not be charged.
Yeah.
The only times you're actually charged is A, if you give the client estimate over the phone, which is probably extremely rare, or B, if you set appointment to give the client estimate face-to-face. Those are the only two instances that Google considers it a qualified call. And because of the call tracking number, they actually have AI listening to each one of those calls. And they're authenticating them. So if it doesn't meet the criteria, it's automatically disqualified and you're not charged for the lead.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah. So
that's actually really good.
It's amazing. Like I said, but the cost is a little high, but you know, for what you're offering, if you paid that $78 for a qualified lead and then that lead landed you a reoccurring job I've had my pest control guy for the 4 years I've lived in this home, and I haven't switched because he's fantastic. He takes really good care of me. You know,
mm-hmm.
He's not a big box store type of guy. Like he's, you know, what we
that's
need
what
in
I'm
our home. Yeah, and that's what I could tell, is that's the kind of guy you are. You're friendly, and if you have technicians, the technicians you have are specific, you know, to a small-time business, so you're taking good care of your clientele, you know?
Yeah.
So there are a couple of requirements, though, just so you're aware. Hold on a second.
Yeah, let me know those.
Yes. Pest control. Oh, shoot. Hold on. And then I have your zip code in Antioch as 94509, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. So, first and foremost, can you pass a background check?
Yes.
No felonies in the last 7 years?
No.
Do you have a California driver's license?
I do.
Do you have a United States Social Security number?
I do.
Okay. And then do you have general liability insurance?
Yes.
Do you have the California Branch 1 or Branch 2 pest control license?
2, yes.
Mm-hmm. How many face-to-face employees do you have?
None at the moment.
Okay, cool. Just so you know, for future, face-to-face employee is somebody who's going out and doing the job on behalf of the company on their own, bidding the job, everything without you being present. Yeah. Okay. So at this point, you would pass. Like, we wouldn't even sign you up unless we thought you could pass. We wouldn't even, you know, like, send you the application, so to speak. So the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee. just so you know how that works, that goes for the entire company. Whether you had one employee or 85 employees, it's just the one-time $250, and that's to do the background check and get everything situated for Google Guarantee. So what the guarantee actually is, if you go on to Google and you do a search for pest control in my area right now, you're going to see that at the very top of the page, it says sponsored, and it has pest control technicians where you're at, and it says Google guaranteed with a green check mark.
Okay.
I think I hear you typing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Awesome. That's what I love. I love that because not everybody does it when I say, you know. So tell me what you see.
I see the sponsored pest control technicians Antioch, and then Google guaranteed active pest control and proactive pest control.
Okay, and then if you click show more, and mine actually shows three right now because I'm not located where you're at, so it's going to give me a cleaner search. I also see Brooks Pest Control, but when you click on show more, you'll see that there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys total right now in your area that have their Google Guarantee add-on. So this is the section I'm talking about. So say you even click on the first guy, click on adaptive. You're not going to charge his account anything. Okay, and that's the other beauty of the program is there's no automatic charge just because you click or call. Okay, so when you click on his listing, it should pop up, and then kind of like on the right-hand side, you're going to see like a car, like we call it the Google Guarantee face card. So this, it says adaptive pest control. It has his rating with his reviews and everything. You see all that?
Mm-hmm.
So do you see where it says Google Guarantee, get it done right, or Google pays you back?
Yeah.
When you click on details, that right there is going to tell you that that company has passed all checks, and Google actually backs them with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. So if for any reason they dealt with a client that was super unhappy and they clicked request reimbursement, Google is going to pay them back because that's the guarantee. The guarantee is to the general public. Hey, this company's top notch. Google's tried and true. They've checked them out. We backed them up 100%. So that's what the guarantee is to the general public. And that's the reason that these ads are so much more successful than any other type of ad. They actually show a 33% stronger closing conversion is because Google is actually backing these companies. So the customer feels super at ease and comfortable knowing, hey, not only has Google said that they're guaranteed, but they're actually willing to put their money where their mouth is.
Mm-hmm. So with this in combination with the SEO that you guys are also doing, like that'll so this would basically put them on top because of the sponsored ad.
Yes.
And then that would put
yes. Okay. It's going to, if you're able to pull off both programs, it is going to, I mean, it's going to be phenomenal for you, and you're going to really see the activity that you want. Now, the upfront cost is just the $250 application fee, and I want to explain to you exactly how everything works. So if you were to say yes, and we go ahead, we process the $250. And then I send you the application. You're going to upload the documents that I just asked you about verbally. You're going to upload those to this document, and you have a client onboarding call that takes like 10, 15 minutes. And then after that, we go ahead and send it off to Google for verification. Now, sometimes it comes back in 2 days. Sometimes it comes back in 2 weeks. The terms and conditions state a max of 4 to 6 weeks for full processing of the application. And that's only because once we send it off, we're at Google's mercy as far as which one of the two background check companies are going to send it to. So if they send it to Pinkerton or to Evident ID, then one of those companies is going to reach out and say, okay, we're ready for the finalized processing of this background check. And what that entails is contacting you with a specific text message that's from that company, and you upload your ID, which is the front and back of your driver's license, and then they process the application. Now, again, I've seen it happen in, 4 to 8 days. I've seen it happen in 2 weeks, 4 weeks. We have no way to determine exactly how long it's going to take, except that as soon as you send us the application, we're moving on it quickly. So if you pay the application fee and then you wait 2 weeks to give me the application, then we're even 2 weeks further behind the eight ball, okay?
Yeah.
So With that being said, once your Google Guarantee approved, then we're going to contact you because Google requires a minimum monthly budget or an activation budget, if you will, in order to begin. So it's, I don't know if you've ever bought a house, but it's kind of like an escrow account. Okay?
Okay.
So the way it works is it's $1,026, and that's 13 Google Guarantee leads at the $78.67 mark. Okay? Now, we call you, we say, okay, hey, Mr. Smith, we're ready to go ahead and we're going to activate the budget. You agree. If you agree, then you're going to pay the activation budget. And if it's left alone where you don't touch it, those leads are going to come in at approximately 3 leads a week, okay? And okay, that's how they would run naturally. They're going to come into you like that. Now, you do have the ability to increase or decrease the leads as you see fit. For example, if you take on the first couple of leads and now you're like, this is beautiful, let's crank it up, I want to take on 4 or 5 leads in a week or more, then you have the ability to do that with the same budget that's intact. You don't have to pay more budget in order to get more leads until that budget's exhausted. Okay?
Okay. And then,
the ladder is, go ahead.
No, I get it now. Sorry.
The latter is also true. Say you take on the first couple of leads and then you also had a couple of other, you know, of your regular customers and now you're booked. Say you're not going to be able to take on any calls at all for 2 weeks. You know, for a fact, you can't take on anything. Or maybe you're going to go on a month-long vacation to Tahiti with your beautiful family, which I hope everybody does. You know, whatever the case is, if you need to pause the leads, this is one of the biggest features and best features that my clients love about the program is the fact that when you call in and you pause the lead, that's where the campaign stops financially. There's no automatic monthly charge on it. If it stops with $877 left in it and you pause it for 6 months, there's no amount of time that you limit on how long you can pause it for. When you pause it, it stops. You don't rotate off the Google Guaranteed listing. You just go down to the bottom and your green check mark is not enabled, meaning you're not active at the moment. Okay? And if somebody were to still call you in from the regular phone number that's showing up on there, because at that point the Google call tracking number wouldn't be enabled, then you still get like basically a free lead. Okay? Because it's not coming through the call tracking system because your leads are technically off and that budget rolls over. So if it's left with $877 and it's going to keep rolling over until that budget's exhausted for those 13 leads. Does all that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. So basic, like, okay, yeah, because that first one you had said it was like the 78 per lead or whatever
yes.
it was.
So that's how much
thinking
they
that
are.
It was on top of, but no, it's the $1,000 in the account and it mm-hmm. comes out of there, right?
Okay. Right.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that makes sense. I am definitely interested. I'm trying, looking at the budget right now.
Well, the upfront cost again is just the $250 application fee. Okay, so mm-hmm. say you're able to pull that off. We begin the application. We get you approved in, say, 6 weeks. And maybe you don't have the full amount to enable the leads yet. Okay. Which
yeah.
there's a chance that you might not at that moment, but there's a good chance that in 6 weeks that you may too. So you would say, you know what, I'm not ready to turn the leads on yet. But as soon as you're ready to turn the leads on, you're already completely approved. We're just waiting on you to turn on the leads. If you're not still waiting for the approval, which is the hardest part and the longest process.
Yeah. Damn. Oh man, I really want to. The only problem, so like the way I have my job set up, mm-hmm. like, I sold everything initially because I only started in May.
Mm-hmm.
So I sold everything like up front and then didn't sell anything the next month, sold more the next month, didn't sell any mm-hmm. very much the next month. So I have a dead month. This is my dead month. So I have nothing coming in at the moment.
Oh, okay.
I have a bunch of jobs at the end of the month.
Okay.
And so expenses from this, I should be able to do it after the next month because that's my busy month. I make about... Yeah, I make enough to cover that.
So September.
Yeah, but I would like, if I could start the application process, mm-hmm. I would like to do that now.
Right. So if you're able to throw it on a credit card you know, just the $250 application fee, so we can be processing that and getting that cranked up and ready to go, even if it's ready in a couple of weeks, which I'm going to be honest with you, it hasn't been being done very, like, super fast. You know what I mean? Like, we're not going to call you in 2 weeks and say, hey, we're done. You know, it's probably going to, it's been about at least the 3 week mark or after, but I can't promise you that. And yeah. Because it could be sooner, it could be a little bit later. You know what I'm saying? But if you're able to toss this on a credit card just to get that application out of the way, I promise you, you're not going to be sorry. You're going to love this program.
Can I ask you a question? Do you have the, like, do you have the data on, like, how that system, like, how the Google pay-per-click works during, like, certain seasons, like Q4 or like, you know, winter time in our area.
Yeah, I don't have that data readily available to me, but you're able to track it all through client dashboard. And if say that in Q4 when it, you know, the bugs go into their little hidey holes or whatever, you know, that you're not as active, then you can pause it. And when you pause it, again, you're not charged. There's no cost. You're not losing money there.
Yeah.
But
you're only charged
to go
really when you have a lead.
So, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the benefit of it. Yeah, I totally see it. I mean, honestly, I've been really trying to push towards the Google side of things. I've been excited about it. I just was nervous doing it myself. That's why I did Local Splash.
Right.
To try and get around that. Man, I really want to. Is there any – can I potentially – I just want to move some money around, run the numbers, and see if I can pull that off for now. Because if it is going to be 6 weeks, it's
going to be at least four to eight weeks is what the
four to eight weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we're pushing into October. October, and then I would have to have $1,000, which I easily will have. That's two services by then. I have two really big months. So I'll be not strapped for cash at the time.
Right.
Yeah, let me move some stuff around. Is this a good number to reach back out to you?
I'll send you a clickable link. Okay. And that's good. Or not clickable. It's going to be it's my direct phone number and extension line. It's going to say, hey, this is Amy from Local Splash with the Google Guarantee Department. I was calling to follow up with you regarding a possible upgrade on your account. Please call or text me at this number.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Perfect. Just got it, I think. Okay. Yeah, and I'll definitely be reaching out to you by the end of the week.
Perfect. I look forward to talking with you then.
I got a bunch of jobs the next couple of days, so that should allow me to at least get the background or the everything else done. And so as far as those questions you asked, do I need to have employees to pass that? Like, does that really matter?
Nope.
So the smaller you are, the better.
It does not, because that's what I always tell my clients, like, hey, listen, so if you have face-to-face employees and they're not somebody that you can vouch for on your own, do not put them on the application, only because you don't want to risk getting rejected because they didn't tell you that they had, like, a felony 4 years ago, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I was going to say, because, like, I know, or so Aptiv, they're a big company, but they're Google guaranteed.
Right.
The same thing with Orkin. So how do you,
I'm sorry, what was that?
Orkin and Aptiv, I see they're on the Google guaranteed list. But they're pretty large companies.
Like, so they more than likely those are franchised, and that's more than likely they have to be, because that's the only way that they're able to get into that particular section. But again, 9 out of 10 people that they're preferred to go with you. You guys have a better price. The small guy has a better price. It's more of a hometown feel. You're not just overlooked. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many advantages to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, minus Aptiv will be everyone. They pick it.
Exactly.
They're super, 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 super cheap.
Adaptivist. But I bet you that for as cheap as they are, that it's not as good a quality.
Oh, definitely not. This guy, like, cranks out business. Like, he used to own Altera and another eco company. mm-hmm. and he sells them to Terminix when he's done with them.
So oh,
he just
no.
builds up a clientele and then sells off routes. Yeah. So that's why I say, like, whenever I see Aptiv on something, it very, like, kind of scares me a little bit just because they're very, very shady in that regard.
Right.
But yeah, that's, I mean, it doesn't make a difference if I'm on there too. Then cool. Somebody calls me.
Exactly.
I get business, it doesn't matter.
You
so, yeah,
will get
I'll,
it.
I'll definitely be in touch.
Okay.
It is something I am definitely looking forward to. And
awesome.
If I can pass that background check, that should be fine. I mean, I will.
Yeah.
Something.
It will. I mean, do you, have you ever had an arrest or a DUI or anything?
No. No.
Okay. Squeaky then you
clean.
Should be totally good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything stronger than a DUI or a misdemeanor, then it wouldn't pass. But that's why I just asked straight up from the beginning, because I've even had guys who are like, hey, I don't have a United States Social Security number. You know, well, then you it's not going to work. Like, I don't have another choice.
I don't know what to tell you. You need that.
Exactly. You need that, you know. We're not going to, I mean, thank God the U.S. isn't going to license them to work if they don't, I mean, you know, sanction
yeah.
it for this
yeah.
if they don't have it. But yeah. at the same time, like, I don't want to, I'm not saying, you know, everybody shouldn't have an opportunity. Our country is built on, you know, immigrants. We all
yeah.
are, you know, but at the same time, I think that you should go about it the right way. Like, you know, so I think
definitely.
That's fair.
Agreed.
Okay.
Well, definitely. I'll be reaching out to you as soon as I can. Like I said, I'm going to try and close out a bunch of deals the next couple of days so I can afford that, like make sure
okay.
I can afford it.
Awesome.
And then I'll definitely be right there ready to do it. But yeah, I'll reach out to you definitely by Friday.
Okay. All right. I'll talk
Alrighty,
to you
thank
soon.
You so much.
Okay. All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.